Locker room chats continue tonight on KNCA. I'm Brandy Tammet. We're joined by Royal Valley football coach. That is David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. A lot to dive into here as we get set for week 7. Coming up here on Friday night, Panthers at home against Nemaha Central. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, Coach, before we talk about the game last week, just a quick thought on the updated districts. This has obviously been put together this week, and the coaches making out that trip to Salina to get this all squared away. And obviously you were taking part in that, and it's going to look a little different in 26 and 27 for your squad with District 4 in Class 2A, Pleasant Ridge, Horton, Riverside, and Sabetha alongside you guys as well. So before we really get going here, just a quick thought on the updated districts for the next 2 years.
I mean, it's Northeast Kansas, so no matter who you play, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a tough physical game, well-coached opponents. Sabetha we know very well over the last few years in our league, but played them twice last year, and there's a really good chance we're going to play them twice again this year. Riverside, of course, was in the Big 7, and has left, and they're an up-and-coming school. They've given the number one team in the state of Kansas in 1A. In Jackson Heights, they lost 21-0 first game of the year, which is, you know, by far Jackson Heights' closest game. Pleasant Ridge and Horton, teams that are going to be well coached and be ready to go coming out of the Northeast Kansas League.
Well, let's get to the game last week. Speaking of the Northeast Kansas League, that is the league that your opponent resided in, Atchison County, 35-7, Coach. You know, we had been talking the last few weeks. Your team's played well. You've liked the way your team's gone about things, but the wins hadn't necessarily been there over the last few weeks. It's just a play here and there that's kind of maybe not gone your way, but you guys do bounce back, get a big win on the road, 35-7. Just the initial thoughts on your team's big win last week.
Our kids played really well, like you said. Coach Roy's our offensive line and coach and offensive coordinator, and we've outgained our opponents, even though we're 2-4 effectively at from a result standpoint, but we've outgained our opponents over six games by almost 600 yards. And we're putting, you know, stats are there and the plays are there, and you know, we finally just put the ball in the end zone more often than getting stopped inside the red zone and stuff. We finished drives a lot better last week, and Effingham made us to earn it. Coach Tagmeyer does a nice job in getting those kids to play hard, and they always do. But we really executed at a higher level.
Talk about the defensive line. I want to start there. Atchison County, they certainly like to run the ball. They got very good running backs, and you hold them to 3.3 yards per carry. What'd you like about the guys up front?
Oh, yeah, you know, Paxton Henry is, in my opinion, one of the best defensive players in all the Big East, which is high praise, and 4 tackles for a lot, for loss, and, 13 tackles overall. And, he doesn't get a lot of stats, because a lot of schools in the Big East don't run at him and they run away from him. And that's just the truth. And, if that doesn't tell you that he's a first team unanimous, should be a first team unanimous all league defensive end, I don't know what is. So he was able to kind of mix it up and Cyrus Harding as a senior, second on the team in tackles as a defensive lineman, played really well and got into the backfield. And Malachi Chi and Josh Rodewald as juniors are solid and holding the edge. And they really played well and snapped off offensive line and made plays.
Talking with Royal Valley football coach David Boucher here, weekly locker room chat. They get Nemaha Central this week. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. Got a few more minutes here with Royal Valley football coach David Boucher. Our week 7 locker room chat. It's brought to you by Holt Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, season goes by quick. We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Obviously a big win against Atchison County, getting you on the board in terms of a district victory. But right now, the number 2 team in the state in 2A on the minds here coming up Friday night. You get Nemaha Central. The initial thoughts on this Thunder team here in 2025.
Just a really well-coached football team, explosive on offense, explosive on special teams. You know, I don't know how many kickoff and punt returns they've returned this year, but it's a lot. They had two punt returns alone versus Oskaloosa. And, you know, of course, Carter Hike's one of the best players, if not the best player in 2A, and maybe has been the best player in 2A for multiple years now. He does a lot of great things, but they've got great supporting cast and, the Sides kid and Mackie and a bunch of others and They do and execute a lot of really good things, and they're big up front. And defensively, they play extremely hard. And gap sound, they do, you know, blitzes and kind of do some exotic things here and there and up front, and let their linebackers run around and make plays. And so it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Talk about the matchup in terms of the interior. You gave some high praise in that first segment about the guys up front, the way they tackled and played up front against Atchison County in the win last week. The challenges for your guys up front, whether it's offensive or defensive lines, against, you know, a school that is always traditionally big up front and always very sound up front.
Yeah, I mean, you see, we got to step intentionally. We got to get off the ball. Got to get our head across. We got to shoot our hands. Got to win with our hands and can't miss. And then just drive. And, you know, you watch that Sabetha game, and there's devastating blocks from Sabetha versus Nemo, but they just move their bottoms in the right direction, and their backs read the hole, and they execute well, and you know, the Nemo guys are pressing and fighting, and it's just a really, really entertaining football game. And it's 3 yards, and it's 3 yards, and it's 2 yards, and it's, you know, it's 4 yards, and it's a first down. And that was the kind of game it was, and I think we can have that same exact effect and kind of have the same exact game plan. And just, it's the team that's going to come off the ball consistently. It's the team that's going to have belief, and they're going to be the most successful on Friday.
You've seen Sabetha. You saw him a few weeks ago. You played him to a 16-0 final. That's who Nemaha Central played last week. And, you know, Nemaha jumped out on him quick. Sabetha just clawed their way back throughout, had multiple opportunities late in the game. They missed a couple field goals. Ultimately, they lose by two. Have you had a chance to maybe watch that film and kind of dissect, you know, those two teams? And you know, going in, it was the two best teams in the league in terms of the standings. But what'd you make from that result last week with Nemaha and Sabetha?
Oh, what a great football game. You know, that doesn't identify Big East football. I don't know what does. Did he miss the first field goal? That was such a close. I mean, he missed
right.
It, sure. But dang, I mean, you had the Sabetha guys going good, and you had the Nemaha guys going no good, and neither sideline reacted until the official made
right.
the call.
So it's crazy,
you know,
game,
it was
yeah.
a tight, yeah, tight, great game, and then what? Three plays later, Nemaha throws an interception, and Sabetha's threatening again, but then Nemaha makes a great defensive play. It's one of those things you see on Sundays, and where a defensive lineman shoots a gap and gets a 5 yard loss on third down, and then all of a sudden it's a longer field goal, and then the second field goal definitely misses. But you know, what a great game, and just little plays here and there, individuals just playing a little bit above their potential, and making things happen on both sides, you know, for both teams. And so we're excited because of that, because we really battled Sabetha, and even though it's 16-0, you know, they make a field goal at the end of the half after a great punt return for him, but he's lined up and kick one with 7 seconds to go, and in that half, and we made him struggle with like a 20 play drive on the first drive of the game for their first touchdown, and we had opportunities inside the red zone that we didn't convert to make that game interesting. But you know, there was a lot of really good plays last Friday, and there's a lot of really good plays that when we played Sabetha, so we're hoping to kind of take those, connect those two games together and maybe see what happens on Friday.
There it is. Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us. Panthers at home against Nemaha Central this week. League and district matchup. Thunder 6-0, currently number two ranked in the 2A classification. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll do it again before the regular season finale next week.
All right. Thanks, sir.